This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rich, you ready for Stephon Diggs?
Oh, of course I'm ready for Stephon Diggs. I am all in on Stephon Diggs. This is a great signing by your New England Patriots. It's funny, last week, it was 1 week ago today, in fact, on a Would You Rather Wednesday. I would give us credit for this. We got the ball rolling. We said, would you rather Steph Diggs or Amari Cooper, the two best free agent wide receivers still available? You could argue, whatever, how great they are, but they're the two best available. We started that on Wednesday. Thursday, you found out there was going to be a visit happening, and then everything has just sort of snowballed from there, and boom. Last night, I'm very surprised. I'll be honest. I'm very surprised. You asked me last week, what percent chance? I said, zero. 0% chance. So egg on my face, but happy to have egg on my face because I think this is great. For the people that were, or the receivers that were out there, to me, far and away, my top choice left.
So I would have preferred Cooper, but... And I gave it a slightly higher chance than you did, but I'm stunned as well. I can't believe they did it. I am happy they did it because what's the alternative? The alternative is the wide receiver room is Kendrick Bourne and Pop Douglas and Jalen Baker and Jalen Polk and Javon Baker and Mac Hollins.
Yeah, no, not good enough.
No, you need
this is much better
to bring someone in. And I have questions about Stephon Diggs.
That's fine,
but having questions doesn't mean I'm not happy about the signing. And don't think it has real potential to hit for this team this year. So you can talk about it all day long on Jones and Keith, as Rich pointed out. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will also do some basketball talk, pure hoops with Terp at high noon. You can jump in 617-779-7937 with all your thoughts on Stephon Diggs. How do you feel about it? Is he still a wide receiver one in the NFL? What does it mean for Drake May? What does it mean for the Patriots in the draft? There's a lot of different offshoots we can get into again with all your feedback. 617-779-7937. You like it, Keith. What's the part that you like the best about adding a guy like Steph Diggs? Is it the impact on May? Is it getting a wide receiver one in the room? Is it the Patriots and how they're spending on the position? What's your favorite part or aspect of the move?
Legit all of the above, because I didn't think they were going to do the spending. It's funny how much the Red Sox and Patriots have really mirrored themselves, where they have cheaped out for a handful of years in a row. And we talked about when the Red Sox traded for Crochet and then signed Bregman, and what a shot in the arm that was, how excited it got everybody. The team was spending again, got good players coming in, and now it honestly feels like sky's the limit with them. Like, what a quick turnaround. Now, they didn't bottom out on the field to the level that the Patriots did last year, so the Patriots have more to go. But we questioned what they were going to do spending-wise. You can't blame it all on Belichick when the first year after Belichick's gone, you just re-sign a bunch of his guys and don't do much else under Mayo. But now with Vrabel coming in here, maybe he got to him, or maybe Kraft has been pressured enough and is feeling that public pressure. I don't care whatever the reason is. They're spending. And for the first couple of days of free agency, we're like, all right, another defensive player. All right, another defensive player. All right, another defensive player. They needed to address offense, and they didn't get Chris Godwin. They weren't able to pry him away. And then the best guy still available out there was Steph Diggs. And obviously he comes with some questions because he's available, right? If he was a stud, you know, like he was a few years ago, he'd still be on the Buffalo Bills or whatever else. So I love the fact that they spent the money. I love the fact that they're willing to spend the money at that position, which this franchise has really never done. And they had to maybe overpay a little bit to get him. Fine. That's great. And yes, for Drake May specifically, we've been screaming for a while. He needs all the help he can get. You got to help this guy out. Steph Diggs helped take Josh Allen to the next level, and maybe he can help take Drake May to the next level.
Okay, so just real quick, and I'll give you my favorite aspect of it for a moment. You mentioned the money. It's a 3-year deal, $69
million. Nice.
Real nice.
Nice.
It includes $26 million guaranteed. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not even that. It's not even $26 million guaranteed. There's going to be per-game roster bonuses and all this stuff in there, okay? So it's reported initially as $69
million. Nice.
$26 guaranteed. It's not even that.
Yeah.
I don't care about the money,
doesn't
by
matter.
The way. I'm not bitching
I'm
about the
you.
Money.
It doesn't
matter. If it was $69 million and $50 million guaranteed, I am not complaining
they
about the
him.
Contract. Don't care about the contract.
They got the guy.
I'm just telling you, the Patriots are trying to trumpet that up like it's a big deal, and it's not. That's all I'm telling you. I don't care about the money
I
one bit.
I think football fans, for the most part, are smart enough to know that. Like, maybe,
I don't know.
I give our Patriots and our listeners credit. Well, they're smart enough.
I don't know about that. I already see texts. I see in the Twitch chat. It's like all that money for a
don't
guy who
worry about
is
the
31
money.
And coming off an injury. I don't care about the contract
because
one
they,
bit.
You know what they would have done if they didn't give it to him? Pocketed it.
Right.
So just be happy that they got the player.
They are sensitive to, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
They're sensitive to the idea of being cheap.
Yeah.
I think we heard a lot of that from Curran yesterday. They're sensitive to the idea of being cheap. So they are trumpeting this up as a big deal. And I'm just telling you, it's not. But I wouldn't care if it was.
But
I wouldn't care if it was a big money deal.
So same with like Milton Williams and Carlton Davis and Steph Diggs. You're right. Maybe the big flashy number that jumps out, you got to kind of pick it apart and say it's not as flashy. Fine. It's still better than what they were being offered by other teams. And if we said to convince any of these players to come to New England, you're going to have to overpay, whatever that means, like slightly more in the guaranteed and all this, fine. You get the guys. You don't have to worry about the cap and you're going to be in trouble and you're not going to be able to get guys. You can get the guys that you want. You might have to overspend a little bit because, yeah, it's not the greatest destination, right? Plenty of players have said, I don't want to come here. But do you think when free agency began, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, and Steph Diggs said, man, I hope I can play for the Patriots?
No.
Of course not, but you got them. So I'll give those guys credit for however they structured the deal, they got it done.
They looked around at the alternatives and they said, this is the best deal I'm going to get.
Yep.
It's not close, so I'm going there.
Yes.
So the idea that guys won't sign here no matter what the Patriots offer them, I think this
DK Metcalf. You can't possibly get DK Metcalf.
You could. DK Metcalf wouldn't come
he
here.
He wouldn't do it.
Well, he would if you offered him the contract that was in Pittsburgh or better than the one that was in Pittsburgh. And I think Diggs is proof of that. Davis is proof of that. Milton Williams is proof of that.
Yep.
So I don't care about the money at all. I'm just telling you, those numbers already are fake.
I got you.
As they are with all these contracts. The part I like the best, there's still a chance they can let the draft come to them. Like, I kind of wrote that off last week. I'm like, they're going to draft for need now.
What about left tackle?
Who's left? Who are they going to get? Well, let's see if they bring in another body here.
Okay.
I mean, Tyron Smith is still out there.
Yeah.
He's the only what I would consider professional left tackle that's out there where you could get away with starting that guy for half a season. I don't think you can budget much more than half a season for Tyron Smith with his health issues, but that's a real NFL left tackle. You bring him in, you sign Diggs. Maybe there's another veteran receiver that you bring in. You really can let the draft come to you at four, and you can pay off on that promise from Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel a lot better than reaching at four and drafting for need because you effed up free agency. So that's my favorite aspect of it. And you guys can jump in again. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on Stephon Diggs. Now a New England Patriot, which I'm happy with but stunned by.
Shocked.
When he left without a deal, I'm like, there's no chance, no way he'll be here.
He must have been surprised how quiet the phone was on the other end. I met with the Pats guys.
I put out videos of me working out.
Like, hey, agent, who else is called?
Why aren't people lining up to sign me?
Nope. But he ended up getting, $26 million guaranteed, pretty good.
Quote, unquote, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see what it ends up actually being. But, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins signed for $5 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
That's the kind of deal I thought was going to get. So they offered him more than that.
So,
true.
Yeah, right. Regardless of how funny maybe the numbers are, it's still maybe for a soon-to-be 32-year-old coming off an ACL injury, not a bad deal for him. It just, for the first time in years, you now look at the Patriots wide receiver depth chart, and it's not a joke. It's not like an automatic bottom three or four wide receiver room. you know, it's, I think some, you know, it's not amazing, but you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
And if you look at if it's Steph Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Pop Douglas, Mac Holland, somewhere in there, those are NFL receivers. Right. And that's why, like, say Jalen Polk has a monster, so, you know, shocks us, bounce back, improvement year two, great. But if it doesn't, fine. You have four other guys that can play. You're not relying on that in any stretch. So I'll take that. I mean, we can get into how soon he's going to be available and everything else. The other thing I'll say about him, like Cooper Kupp, like Chris Godwin, dealing with injuries. These guys are older, dealing with injuries, but all those guys, when they were on the field, were really good.
So let me give you some numbers. I didn't realize how good Diggs was before he got hurt last year. Now, he's going to be 32. I mean, he's coming off an ACL injury. I know Schefter said he's going to be ready week one.
Hell yeah.
I am very skeptical of that.
Did you see him pushing the sleds and stuff?
I saw.
Okay.
I'm very skeptical he's going to be ready week one. And this is where we kind of get into some questions of mine, which we can do in a moment. But Reese had all the numbers he was on pace for last year, which I was impressed by. He wrote this up last night shortly after the signing. He said, Diggs is still recovering from a season-ending ACL that he suffered week 8 against Indianapolis, which I believe was October 27th off the top of my head.
Oof.
Up to that
bad Halloween for him.
Up to that point, Diggs ranked 7th in the NFL in catches,
yeah.
47. He was 2nd on the Texans in receiving yards. I don't know if I'm supposed to be impressed by that. 496. Quarterback C.J. Stroud. This is where it gets interesting with Drake May. Quarterback C.J. Stroud had a passer rating of 104. And completed 73% of his passes when targeting Diggs.
It's pretty good.
When Diggs was healthy, Stroud benefited as he ranked 6th in passing yards, 1948, and tied for 10th in touchdown passes, 11, through the first 8 weeks of the year. So where Stroud finished, his numbers were very underwhelming. He won a playoff game. He got back to the playoffs. But the overall numbers were very underwhelming for Stroud. He was trending to be 6th in passing and top 10 in touchdown passes when Diggs was out there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. He was halfway to, you know, another 1,000-yard season and obviously cut short. One thing with him, and we saw it firsthand as Patriots fans watching him twice a year with the Bills, Josh Allen threw him the ball every time. Like, every time. I remember, like, comically so. Well, we were like,
until the last half of his last year in Buffalo.
Yeah, yes. Right. Good point. Yeah. But it started to fall off a little bit. But it was like 10 targets a game. And even last year, it was like 8 targets a game. But a good percentage, right? Not like 50% completion. Like, it was way higher than that. But you got to get him the ball, and I think that's fine. Because that's some people's fear with this stud receiver demanding the ball with a young quarterback. I look at it as, if you're not getting Diggs the ball, what are you doing? What are you feeding Mac Hollins and Hunter Henry? Like, no, get the ball to Steph Diggs. And I think, going back to Josh McDaniels for a minute, like, I think that's a guy that can do that. Like, he has had top-end receivers that need the ball. Davante Adams had a great year his first year with the Raiders. The team was eh. They weren't very good, but Davante Adams had a monster year, so he kept him happy, at least on the field that season. I think they can do it again with Diggs. I guess it's just about the health. How soon does he recover, and okay, how what does he look like? So I'm not worried about the personality
me
and stuff
either.
Like that.
Out of the red flags, quote-unquote.
Just the knee.
Like, I am not concerned at all about the contract. I just think it's comical the Patriots are trying to drum it up as like a big ticket item because yeah, they're sensitive about not spending. I am not concerned at all about Diggs coming in and demanding targets. The Patriots look like frauds because they put out there they didn't want that type of receiver.
It is weird, yeah.
And then they signed this guy who's on his fourth team. What I am concerned about primarily, Keith, is the knee. Schefter says he's going to be ready week one.
All right.
Or he's quote-unquote on track.
Take his word for
to
it.
To return week one. That's also in a tweet where he cites the agency that got the deal done, so you know where he's getting that info from. Diggs' agent says, yeah, he's ahead of schedule. Who actually knows?
You sure about that?
But if he's out there week one, I'll stand down. Like, I'll have been wrong. That timeline doesn't seem to work to me for a guy in his 30s. How does he come back from the knee injury? Like, he was trending better than I would have expected last year in Houston, but he was still closer to a 1,000-yard, less explosive receiver than he was earlier in his career. And I keep hearing the good reports about Houston. Phil wrote about it. Reese wroote about it.
Yes.
I think Burt Breer wrote about it. They
liked him.
They loved him in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Houston keep him?
Not sure.
Oh, man, Buffalo, they really liked him. Why'd they move on?
Yeah.
Minnesota loved him. Why'd they move on? So the guy might burn hot and wear out his welcome, but that's worth a roll of a dice for the Patriots.
I think it was the contract thing.
Yeah.
I think he was in line for a massive contract. They already had Thielen, and then they actually hit it right. They traded him, and with the pick they traded him for, they got Justin Jefferson. So that actually worked out for them. Buffalo, he was great, and then by the end, it wasn't as great. Legit was not as great at the end.
They basically phased him out in the second half of his last year, and they were better on offense because of it. Mm-hmm. And then last year in Houston, he was a number two receiver. So here's what I would say.
He traded for like a second round pick, I think. Yeah. So he got traded for a first round pick the first time, then a second round pick the next time.
Here's what I would say.
And then Houston basically got rid of all the years left on his contract.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very telling that Houston didn't want him back. Like, if he's ready for week one and he's a good teammate, why did Houston trade for Christian Kirk? Like, why did they say we want Christian Kirk instead of Stephon Diggs?
Right.
So that's just, I don't know the answer, but that to me is an interesting question. And I would just caution Patriots fans. If you think you got vintage Stephon Diggs, you just need to adjust the expectations a little bit. That doesn't make him a bad receiver. It easily makes him the best receiver on this team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you're getting a true number one wide receiver anymore, which is fine. It's still good for Drake May. I would just temper the expectations a little bit from vintage Stephon Diggs.
No, that's fair. I think just based on injury and age, I think he has slid down to the point where he's their number one receiver, but maybe not a number one receiver.
Yeah.
And there's not 32 number one receivers in the league.
Definitely not.
So not everybody has one. You know, maybe there's a couple teams that have two, but like not every team has one. The Patriots certainly haven't had one in a really long time. So, no, this is, to me, a surprising signing, but a great signing. And, you know, full transparency, you and I both went through a list of receivers that might move, and some did move this offseason, and we did like other guys more, right? So, yeah, I wanted Davante Adams, didn't go here. I wanted Cooper Kupp, didn't
Metcalf.
Get here. Chris Godwin never left. T. Higgins never left. DK and Debo, like all those guys got traded. So there were other receivers that I liked. Maybe they had a little bit more years left in their prime or whatever else. But that next group, this is where you and I differed. I like Steph Diggs a lot more than Amari Cooper. I like him a lot more than
Keenan Allen,
way more than like a Deontay Johnson. Like for what was left out there, I thought he was head and shoulders the best one. And so for this team, they needed it. And you're right. The other kind of ripple effect is now you get towards the draft and there are less glaring needs. Like Vrabel's coming pretty close to what he said. Take care of business and free agency and then you know, draft best player.
It's my favorite part about the move.
Yeah.
Let me give you another potential side benefit.
Okay.
Is this a Patriots Monday guest?
Ooh, boy. That would be amazing.
I thought you were going to see.
I'll give you another one.
Yeah.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, both of them in Boston.
Keith loves his wags.
The wags.
Is Cardi B technically a wag?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
They're going out.
Are they?
They were spotted on Valentine's Day together.
Okay.
I think they're together.
How dare I question Keith?
I just knew they were together when she was pregnant.
Nice. Yeah, no, they were. They were like, there was some article. I mean, that was a month ago, so you never know. It's hard to keep up with all this stuff.
How dare I question Keith and his wag knowledge? Like, that's on me. Why'd I do that?
But like a couple. Now he's cheating on Megan Thee Stallion? But a couple of months ago. No, I think they're together too, right? We'll ask Pure Hoops about that. Terp needs to know about Torque.
Yeah, high noon. We'll get into that.
But a couple weeks ago, it was like, no wags. Now all of a sudden, you got Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B in Boston.
Boston's back.
Upgrade city.
I know this is a question. Are the Patriots back? No, Boston's back.
Boston's back.
The Wags are back.
Wags are back in a big way.